Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. We are still in our series where I am reviewing a book called The 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. It is getting good, y'all. If you have not picked up a copy of the book, I encourage you to do so. It is available on Amazon.com. It is an older book, but I believe that it is still very much relevant for what I'm going through today and what others in the world are going through as well. So this week, we will talk about law number 3. He titles it, "When Your Daily Activities Reflect Your Governing Values, You Experience Inner Peace." And for my training, the title is Activities Plus Values Equal Peace. So let's get started. In 2019, I created the Rehab Your Life 90-day planner, where you can identify your goals, your action steps, and then track your progress each month. And I have found success in using the planner myself, and I've gotten feedback from others that it has worked for them as well. But I still felt like something was missing. You know, we would identify our top 5 for the week and our top 5 for the day, but there didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason as to why we were doing what we were doing and when. There was no real priority placed on any particular task. And I'll be honest and say that it didn't give me the inner peace and sense of accomplishment at times that I was looking for. So I was struggling with marketing a product that I didn't feel that was truly promising the transformation that I desired. So I pulled it to redesign it. And when I came across this book, I was encouraged to make a few tweaks to my system to discuss priorities in more detail to ensure that you would get the desired results. So in this section for law number 3, in the book, he shares a story about a time when he had to make a difficult decision on his job. But in actuality, it wasn't difficult for him because he was living by his values, and an opportunity presented itself that would have caused him to compromise his values. So he had made the obvious, although difficult, choice of quitting his job. But then shortly after that, another opportunity presented itself. Because of his integrity, he was offered an even better job. And so in the book, he says that it's not enough to just list your values. You have to rank them in the order of importance. And so that's really the crux of this particular chapter in law number 3. You know, there may be a time when you have to make a decision between two positive opportunities that do not compromise your values at all, but which opportunity is going to be most important to you and for you in that season of your life. When you rank your values, it will help you to make the right decisions based on your priorities. And you know, this goes for our everyday activities. You always hear people talking about, you know, trying to find balance in life. And according to Hiram, the only way to find balance is to make sure that your daily task list is built on your governing values and goals. And that inner peace is only possible when the things that you do are in alignment with what you believe. So let me repeat that. Inner peace is only possible when the things that you do are in alignment with what you believe. And you know, that is such a powerful statement because it really makes you think about how you move in your life. And so a key point that he makes is that until you come to grips with your highest priorities, which are your governing values, you won't really have an overwhelming need to set goals and achieve tasks. But once you do, I promise you that you will not be able to rest until you start to take action. They will weigh heavily on your mind until you start to make progress. And believe me, I know. So, you know, you want to be able to look at your daily schedule. And in the book, he provides you with some examples of how you can go about tracking the activities that you need to complete and how to set your day up where you are maximizing your time. And, you know, he talks about... you know, that the decisions that you make really do need to be based on your priorities. And, you know, if we don't prioritize our values, we inevitably wind up with conflicting goals and daily activities and the constant need to make perplexing decisions. And so you want to be able to build on the activities that you are doing each day, make sure they're in alignment with your values and that should bring you inner peace. So that's all I'm going to share about law number 3. Again, if you haven't gotten the book, it is available on Amazon.com, or you can go to, you know, the Half Price Bookstore or Goodwill or somewhere like that to be able to find a copy for a little bit cheaper. But I want to encourage you that if you want to continue on this journey with me, that you can go to my website, which is www.rehabyourlife2.com, and pick up a copy of your Rehab Your Life Planner. It is available as a 30-day or 90-day and as a digital download. I also offer a free video on how to set up your planner. And I'm going to be having an end of the year 90-day challenge starting October the 1st. So please get your planner and join me. All right, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith.
And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life in the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.